Yesterday at about 10:19 p.m., officers received a call of a disturbance at the 5300 block of Mallard Drive for a disturbance call. We received two separate calls to that address, one from the mother of the involved female and one from the female herself. The initial responding officers, Stephen Laughlin and another officer, responded to the scene and contacted a female who advised that a male was at her house and was not supposed to be there. She advised the male had been arrested previously and a protective order had recently expired. While talking to the female, the 33-year-old male involved approached the address. Officer Laughlin casually approached him and attempted to interact with him. As Officer Laughlin approached him, the male placed his right hand in his back pocket and refused to remove it despite multiple commands from Officer Laughlin to remove his hand from his back pocket. And to demonstrate what the person was doing, he had himself laid away from Officer Laughlin and he had his hand back here. So Officer Laughlin was looking at the front side of the person, could not see the back pocket, but could see his hand was in the back pocket. The male made several statements, such as, "Are you ready?" and "I ain't dropping nothing." The male repeatedly moved around the back side of the patrol vehicle while Officer Laughlin kept the vehicle between him and the male subject in order to provide himself cover. The male moved in the direction of the female but kept asking Officer Laughlin if he was ready. Officer Laughlin told him, "Don't do this." And the male responded, "Do it, man." The male continued to act as if he had a handgun. The male then rapidly pulled out the black object from his back pocket and took a shooting stance and pointed it at Officer Laughlin. Officer Laughlin dropped to cover and fired his handgun several times, striking the male. Officer Laughlin believed the black object was a gun and he was in immediate fear for his well-being. The black object turned out to be a cell phone. The male continued to move while he was on the ground and concealed his hands. As soon as backup officers arrived, medical aid was provided and engine company and rescue squad was also sent to the scene. The incident was captured on a body camera and the video supports the facts that I have just relayed. This video will be released after consultation with the DA's office. The male was transported to CHI St. Joseph Regional Health Center in critical condition. As of 12:45 this afternoon, he has shown improvement and is in stable condition. He was alert. The female was unharmed. The male at this time is not being charged with any criminal offense, therefore his name cannot be released. The Bryan Police Department has initiated two investigations into this incident. The criminal case is currently being investigated by the members of the Criminal Investigation Division, and an internal affairs investigation is being conducted by members of our Professional Standards Division. Additionally, the Department of Public Safety Texas Rangers are conducting a parallel investigation. It is the policy of the Bryan Police Department to place officers involved in shootings on administrative leave, pending the results of an administrative review of their actions. Officer Laughlin is on administrative leave. He's been a Bryan police officer since 2013, and he's been decorated several times.